Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1951, recorded on Thursday, the 23rd of March, 2017. You can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365 with your news, views and comments. We always enjoy hearing from you, and your views are important to us. I'm Sarah Lomax, and my partner in crime on this part of Chatterbox is Rupert Hipwell. And in a few moments, we will have a selection of news stories from the evening news. In addition to the news, we will have features and letters sent to the paper in the past week. But first, we would like to welcome new listener, Mrs. Catherine Hull of Swaffham. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition. We begin with news of a decision on Anglia Square, in spring anyway, and that former Samson and Hercules will soon come back to life. But we start with news of more speed limits in the city.
The 20 mph slowdown of roads across Norwich is to be accelerated, despite concerns in other parts of the country about the effectiveness of such limits. Scores more roads are set to have 20 mph limits by Easter next year, after councillors agreed that should be the default restriction for residential roads. Some areas, such as Heartsease, Earlham and parts of the city centre, already have limits and zones. But council officers want to go even further and make all residential C and U-class roads 20 mph. That is despite another council pulling the plug on introducing 20 mph zones after evidence suggested it was not significantly reducing accidents. Dozens more roads in Old Catton, Mile Cross, Sproston, Tuxwood, Eton, Cringleford, Tuxwood and other parts of Lakenham will have 20 mph limits by this time next year.
The vision for the future of Norwich's Anglia Square has been ratified by the City Council's Cabinet, as a planning application is expected to come forward by late spring. It comes as developers Western Homes and Columbia Threadneedle are drawing up a new scheme for the area to the north of the city, which would involve tearing down most of the existing buildings. Norwich City Council's Cabinet passed the policy guidance note for the area, which will provide a framework for future development. Bert Bremner, Cabinet Member for Environment and Sustainable Development, said, "This is another step forward to redeveloping the area. Magdalen Street is becoming more and more thriving, so it is important to make sure that it is incorporated into this scheme. There is quite an artistic community there, and there is an opportunity for that in how the area could be developed. Possibly 3,000 or 4,000 people and families living in that space would create such a buzz, and if this comes off, it would create a thriving new community. It would make a tremendous difference to the area."
A new restaurant is set to open this summer at the former Samson and Hercules nightclub in Norwich after Just Lobsters closed down last year. The iconic building in Tombland has remained empty since the company went into liquidation in November, and in the past week graffiti has appeared on it. Just Lobsters first opened in 2014, but at the time of liquidation it owed creditors approximately £635,000, with £50,000 of that owed to HM Revenue and Customs, according to documents filed at Company's House. But now, Norwich firm Citygate Developments, who own the premises, have said a deal is close to being finalised with the new tenants. "We have had strong interest in the building and we have secured a deal with a multi-outlet operator," they said. The company would not be drawn on who the new tenants are, but they did confirm that it will be a chain restaurant and it should be open by the summer.
She may be 70 years old and has an extreme fear of heights, yet that is not stopping pensioner Jenny Holland from taking her fundraising challenge to new levels. Jenny Holland from Toftwood will be taking part in a daring wing walk this July to raise money for a special operating chair for patients at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital's eye clinic. She will be secured standing up on the top wing of a 1940s Boeing Stearman and flown around at speeds of up to 135 miles per hour. The trip will involve a variety of flypasts and manoeuvres, including a terrifying drop dive of 500 feet. Miss Holland said she has an extreme fear of heights, but she wanted to do something unusual to raise money for the hospital, having been a patient at the eye clinic for 9 years. It will be an exhilarating experience, and I'm looking forward to and dreading it in equal measures, Miss Holland said. It's only 10 minutes out of my life that may make a big difference to someone else's. The eye clinic, specifically Andy Glenn, has been amazing to me over the years, and I just wanted to say thank you and to give something back to the trust. Mr. Glenn, a consultant in ophthalmology at the hospital, said, "We are overwhelmed with Jenny's support to the unit. She has already completed the London Marathon and a parachute jump for us, but this is definitely her biggest challenge to date."